Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Today, heat advisory and a level one risk for severe storms. I'll walk you through both.
Where are you guys to try and get us out, evacuate us? No, we're mad.
It's desperation among Hawaii's wildfire survivors, and it's now turning to anger. They say a failure of the state's emergency system made a terrible tragedy that much worse.
And working to find a solution to gun violence in Durham, the Durham County Sheriff's Office has a new initiative to try to tackle the problem.
And you can share your thoughts today on a proposed hike to your electric bill. Why Duke Energy says your power could cost 20% more in the near future. And they're not even talking about the AC that you will need to crank today because of the heat. Welcome to your Monday. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey in for Renee Chu. Yeah, we have some dangerous heat for today. We're also under a level one and in some areas, level two risk for today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has been tracking these really dangerous temperatures that a lot of us are going to see today.
Yeah, where that level one risk covers almost the entire viewing area. It is level two up in Northampton County. Damaging wind would be our biggest threat for today in an isolated tornado. But typically when we have a level one risk, we don't see a lot of widespread severe storms, but one or two of those could produce some wind damage. We take a look at futurecast for today, and we start off clear this morning. It's pretty sunrise in progress. A few clouds pop up around lunchtime, and between 4 and 5 o'clock, we start to see some cells developing. It's likely that we'll see some of those during the evening commute, a few of those around 6 o'clock, but intensifying potentially between 7 and 8, with a line starting to develop, especially along the I-95 corridor. That would bring us our best chance of any severe storms. That begins to move eastward, and of course, after we lose our daytime heating, a lot of that will begin to fizzle out. And talk about the daytime heating. Heat advisory kicks in at noon today. It's going to feel like 105 to 110. We had a very hot weekend, and so the effects of the heat will be building out there, so just be especially careful. Our highs today, as high as 99 in Rocky Mount, 95 in Durham, 98 Southern Pines, 98 in Clinton. But then here's a look at the heat index. It'll feel like 110 in Fayetteville and Clinton, 105 in South Hill, 109 in Southern Pines, as well as Rocky Mount and Wilson. Pretty start out there this morning. Just looking at the sky, little crescent moon right up there in the corner. 77 degrees, though, with a dew point of 72, so it already feels oppressively warm out there. Temperatures will be in the mid-90s by lunchtime, and we climb to 97 for our high this afternoon. We look ahead to tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be a WRAL weather alert day because we have a level 2 risk for severe storms across the triangle north and west. Not only could we see damaging wind, but some flooding's possible. We'll go through the timeline coming up, Brian.
602 right now. We're still watching these delays on 87 southbound coming in from Knightdale back toward Raleigh. This is that live camera out at Hodge Road. We have some construction, it appears, out there on the Neuse River Bridge, and also reports of a earlier crash. Looks like that crash has cleared, according to the latest information I'm getting from Raleigh 911, but we're still seeing some heavy delays on that southbound side. A 16-minute backup showing up right now on sensors. If you are trying to come in from Knightdale toward the Beltline this morning, use 64 Business or New Bern Avenue. That will save you some time. Those backups now on 87 southbound begin all the way back at the 540 interchange.
Brian, thanks. First responders are ready for more calls today because of the intense heat. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us now from Durham as our team coverage continues. And Laura, a good idea for folks, get their outdoor work or activities done early today.
Yeah, Jeff, about 10 minutes ago, we actually saw a guy taking his morning jog here at Durham Central Park. You know, this place is very popular for people who want to get outdoors, maybe take their kids to the playground, but they're going to need a lot of water and one of these, okay, a fan to stay cool. Now, Durham is one of about 17 counties in the state right now that will be under a heat advisory. So if you are spending some time outdoors, it's very important to stay hydrated. That's just one key to all of this, but you also want to monitor your symptoms. So if you're feeling a bit dizzy or sick, you want to find some shade or get inside quickly. First responders in Wake and Durham counties are preparing for an increase in heat-related calls. Wake EMS seen an uptick of these calls already over the weekend. And that heat advisory is going to be from noon until 8 p.m., but we're going to be seeing and feeling triple-digit heat early this afternoon. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Durham.
If you need relief from the heat, Wake County's cooling stations will be open today and tomorrow. You can stay cool at public libraries during their normal business hours. Cooling stations will also be open in the county's Health and Human Services buildings in Raleigh and Cary, and at the regional centers in Zebulon, Wake Forest, and Fuquay Varina. Those will be open from 8:30 this morning until 5:15 this evening.
The Hawaiian National Guard is helping with search and recovery efforts in the deadliest wildfire in the U.S. in more than 100 years. Teams are going from building to building, inspecting the damage in Lahaina. Local officials announced at about 4 o'clock this morning that the number of confirmed dead now stands at 96. They warned that number could rise much higher, and that's because more than 1,000 people remain unaccounted for. The Lahaina fire destroyed or damaged more than 2,200 homes and businesses. The fire is one of several burning on the island of Maui. It's burned more than 2,100 acres, and crews have gotten it about 85% contained. Only a handful of people who escaped the fire have been allowed back in to see the damage. Officials say rebuilding in the remote oceanside town is expected to take decades.
Hawaii's governor says the fire traveled at extraordinary speeds, up to a mile a minute, as it devastated that island. Survivors say they had no warning, including no sound from the island's outdoor siren warning system. Alerts were sent on cell phones as well as TV and radio broadcasts, but many say that was too late.
Where are you guys to try and get us out, evacuate us? No, we're mad. We're mad. No, we didn't just lose our homes. We lost our town, we lost history, you know? Our kids are traumatized. You guys messed up real bad.
Hawaii's attorney general says her office will lead a review of the official emergency response to the fire.
As investigators are trying to get to the bottom of what caused the deadly fire, NBC News' Miguel Almaguer is inside the fire's epicenter, known as the burn zone. We'll take a rare look inside and get an update on the long road to recovery. That's coming up at 7 o'clock on Today, right here on WREL. And you can learn more today about proposed rate hikes by Duke Energy and also give your thoughts. The State Utilities Commission is hosting a public hearing tonight at 7 o'clock at the Durham County Courthouse. Duke is asking state regulators for about a 20% hike over 3 years. A spokesperson with Duke Energy says the company will use the extra money to strengthen the state's electric grid.
We recognize that costs are up everywhere right now, and so we're sensitive to that. But, you know, this is a critical time for our state, and making these investments now are going to be essential if we're going to achieve our carbon goals in the future.
And the first 11% increase could happen as soon as October 1st. If approved, the hike could cost a typical home nearly $26 more per month by 2025.
The district attorney in Fulton County, Georgia, is expected to present her case against former President Donald Trump tomorrow in connection to alleged interference in the 2020 election. That same day, at least two witnesses were given notice to appear, and a former Georgia lieutenant governor and an independent journalist. Security measures are increasing around the courthouse days in advance. If former President Trump is charged, it would mark his fourth indictment in recent months.
We continue to follow breaking news here in the WRA Live Center overseas. Heavy rain causing some widespread landslides in northern India. These are brand new pictures into our newsroom of the devastating scenes in Himachal Pradesh. When we first came on the air this morning around 4:30, the death toll was around 9. Now officials are reporting at least 16 people have died in rain-related incidents. That death toll could increase as rescue efforts are underway this morning after an ancient Hindu temple collapsed in this northern region. Himachal Pradesh is one of the hardest hit areas during this monsoon season, with heavy rains causing these serious landslides. This is a developing story that we will continue to update you here in the WRA Live Center.
Devastating. Thanks, Ken. Well, state lawmakers are getting back to work today at the General Assembly. That's where you're looking live. The legislature is returning to session today after a month-long break. The state house is expected to take up as many as 6 veto overrides this week. They include bills loosening rules for charter schools, restricting the rights of LGBTQ plus teens, and revamping the state's building code rules. They're not expected to vote on a budget yet, though. Legislative leaders say they haven't yet reached a deal on their $30 billion spending plan. That was due July 1st. For a full breakdown of what lawmakers are expected to vote on this week, you can visit nccapitol.com.
Happening today, Durham County Sheriff Clarence Burkhead will give an update on an initiative for the county designed to reduce violent crime. It's called Project Safe Neighborhoods, PSN for short. Sheriff Burkhead says the goal of PSN is to reduce violent crime, not by increasing arrests, but by addressing repeat offenders by connecting them to resources and job opportunities. The initiative itself is not new to Durham, but it is new to the sheriff's office. The sheriff says the gun violence problem in Durham is causing law enforcement to try any type of solution.
Proliferation of guns in Durham is like I've never seen before. Project Safe Neighborhoods is a proven strategy that's been around for 20, 25 years. And I think we are at a point to where we need to try everything to save our community, certainly to save our youth.
Sheriff Burkhead will update the Board of County Commissioners on this program at their meeting tonight at 7.
Dozens of news organizations are demanding answers from police after officers raided a newspaper in Kansas. NBC News, CNN, and The New York Times are among 34 news organizations that are demanding police return items they seized from the Marion County Record on Friday. Officers seized computers, cell phones, and other documents from the newspaper's offices and the publisher's home. It happened after the paper published a story about a local businesswoman who claims reporters got information about her illegally and were trying to smear her name.
Friends of Wake County Deputy Ned Byrd are honoring his memory. How they use some of his favorite activities as a tribute to his life.
And two pilots make a last-second ejection from a crashing plane, their death-defying escape all caught on camera.
It was a hot weekend, and it does not stop here. Heat advisory goes into effect at noon today. It'll feel like 105 to 110. We also have the chance of some severe storms this afternoon. I'll walk you through the timeline.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It's going to be another hot day for us today. We have a heat advisory that kicks in at noon. It'll feel like 105 to 110, and it was already a hot weekend. So cumulative effects for heat on the human body each day that it's hot like this. You have an increasing chance of having heat-related injuries or illnesses, so be careful out there today. We also have a level one risk for our viewing area today, except Northampton County's level two, isolated wind damage possible with storms developing late afternoon and continuing into the evening. We're going to walk through the timeline coming up. I'm in Wilson, 75, 77 in Durham, and 79 in Fayetteville. Our skies are clear right now, but I would take along the umbrella, just kind of tuck it in your bag, your purse, make sure you know you have it for later today. We'll likely have some storms that develop around the time of the evening commute, and they may be more intense.
Taking a look at traffic here at 614. Still watching these heavy delays on 87 southbound, beginning around the 540 interchange through Hodge Road out toward the Neuse River Bridge. We had a report of a crash about an hour ago. It looks like that is clear, but we're still seeing some construction-related delays out there that now adding up to about a three-minute backup overall. At this point, I wouldn't consider an alternate route, but if you want to avoid that altogether, consider using New Bern Avenue all the way out toward the Beltline. Looking good on your major approaches into Durham right now, not picking up any significant delays, Jeff.
Brian, thanks for that. 120 amateur athletes honored a fallen Wake County deputy over the weekend by putting in an epic workout. They were determined here. Dozens of push-ups, pull-ups, miles of running, biking, even some jiu-jitsu, all to honor the legacy of Ned Byrd. 1 year ago, Byrd was shot and killed in the line of duty. His friends designed Sunday's workout to carry on his spirit. 48 push-ups for the 48 years Byrd lived. Four rounds of workouts because he was born on the 4th. A triathlon made up of some of Byrd's favorite sports.
This year I'm going to do it because that's what Ned would do. So this year I trained. I did my best to get in as good a shape as I could so that way I could do the workout, do the open roll, and then go for a mountain bike ride. So that's what I'm going to do today.
That's what they did. He came up with the idea for the triathlon and workout last year. He says he was overwhelmed by the support in just the event's second year.
North Carolina election officials have chosen to recognize No Labels, a nonprofit social welfare group, as a political party. Approval allows No Labels to field candidates without donor disclosure. However, critics call it a dark money group and worry about a spoiler effect. The State Board of Elections, which is controlled by Democrats, made the decision yesterday at an annual state conference of election officials in the Charlotte area.
Well, here's a pretty dramatic video right here from an air show in Michigan as two pilots had to eject to safety just moments before their fighter jet crashed. That plane went down in an apartment complex about 30 miles west of Detroit. Amazingly, no one on the ground was hurt. Event organizers had to stop the air show right after that crash, and federal investigators are now looking through that wreckage to try to figure out what happened.
Europe's most active volcano is at it again. Mount Etna on the Italian island of Sicily erupted several times overnight. Hot lava and ash clouds could be seen. The volcano sits just above the town of Catania, which is frequent, but its frequent eruptions rarely cause any bad damage. Eruptions from Mount Etna date back to as early as 425 BC.
This morning on Today, a look inside the bus driver shortage that is affecting schools here and across the country. Transportation is at about 80% of the schools hunting because of the shortage. Now, fueled by lack of competitive pay, recruiting problems, and strict regulations, we have heard this all locally and coming up on Today. Temporary solutions schools nationwide are using to address the problem. Today airs at 7, right after this newscast here on WRAL.
All right, we got to get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner and talk about the weather, because today we are under a level one severe risk and we are dealing with some very, very dangerous temperatures today.
You can already feel it when you step outside this morning. It just feels really sticky and warm already. We're sitting at upper 70s to around 80 as you're heading out the door this morning. Pretty sunrise, though. We're seeing a good bit of sunshine with just a little bit of cloud cover. Of course, all that sun will be one of the reasons it's so hot today. But have a live look at Goldsboro and, of course, our Fayetteville newsroom, Apex and Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. We have a level one risk for severe storms today for most of us. Northampton County is a level two risk. Isolated wind damage is possible later on this afternoon. And then tomorrow, it's a level two risk for the Triangle area northward and eastward. Damaging wind and some hail would be our biggest threat. Some heavy rain possible, too, tomorrow. We'll have a lot of moisture in the atmosphere. So as those storms get kicked off today and tomorrow, especially tomorrow with the front coming through, we'll have a chance of some very heavy rain. You can see what's happening with this system right now. This is the one that arrives here tomorrow. What we see today is just a lingering boundary and then just the heating of the day helping to fire up some storms. But they're going to be more likely tomorrow with some heavier rain. A lot of severe weather along this overnight last night, some tornado warnings and some severe thunderstorm warnings. And that's headed our way. We'll start with today. We're beginning with a nice sunrise this morning. We'll see partly cloudy skies this afternoon. Around 5, 6 o'clock, we start to see some cells developing. It looks like we could possibly see a line of thunderstorms that develops from the Triangle area along the I-95 corridor between 7 and 8, and then that slides on out. Some very heavy rain with that and the possibility of some isolated wind damage. That's all over by midnight or so. We start on Tuesday morning with partly cloudy skies, and then we see that cold front moving through at around 3 o'clock. Some cells start to develop, and you can see a few of those around 4 or 5 o'clock. That starts to slide eastward, but we could see with the front itself some redevelopment later in the evening. There's 10 p.m., Durham, Raleigh, Fayetteville, Southern Pines, and then sliding off to the I-95 corridor later in the evening. This is a look at our flooding threat. There in yellow, that's a medium risk of flooding. Again, we could have some flooding issues with some very heavy rain for us, especially on Tuesday. 40% chance today, 60% chance tomorrow, and then back to just a 20% chance Wednesday and Thursday. We have a heat advisory, of course, that begins at noon today. It'll feel like 105 to 110. Even at lunchtime, it feels like 104, and at 6 o'clock, still feels like 105. So it's really going to be most of the day. Tomorrow issues as well, 95, but feeling like 108. And then Wednesday, 89, feeling like 94. We have a couple of systems that we're watching coming off the coast of Africa, tropical systems there. Just a small chance for each of those, but that is the area we often see storms developing this time of year. Tomorrow is a WRAL weather alert day because of that level one and two risk for severe storms. After that, our temperatures begin to drop a little bit, but we're still talking about 90s almost almost every day, Brian. I just feel like we need a break.
Mid-August in North Carolina and it's in the 90s? You got to be kidding me.
I know.
620 as we take a look at traffic. I'm watching these delays on 87 southbound, leaving Knightdale, heading back toward Raleigh. We had a report of a crash out there about an hour ago, and then the 911 center says that that crash was cleared. Now DOT is saying there might be a crash out there right around the Neuse River Bridge. It's also a work zone, so we're going to get some more details about what's happening. I can tell you that the delays have eased up considerably over the past little while. We're now looking at just a four-minute backup there on that 87 southbound side, beginning around the 540 interchange. Consider using New Bern Avenue if you want to avoid it altogether. Disabled vehicle reported out at Wendell Boulevard at 87. Otherwise, quiet on major routes throughout the Triangle.
A Pennsylvania neighborhood rocked by a massive explosion. I'll tell you why investigators say it could take years to find out what happened and caused that home to explode, leaving five people dead.
And could relief be in sight from the rising cost of the grocery store? The data analysts are pointing to that may be turning in the right direction.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Country music superstar Morgan Wallen's new haircut has some fans scratching their heads.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending on our Monday, Brian.
Wallen stepped onto the stage in Ohio over the weekend with a shaved head. There he is.
Wow.
Big change because he's lost the mullet. One fan said it was a crime that he's lost his mullet. Another said she understands that it's just too hot right now to have all that extra hair.
Yeah, he said to the crowd, he said, I just didn't want it anymore. I just got sick of the hair. It's too much hair. But, I mean, it is his signature look. I mean, the mullet with the little mustache, I mean, that's his look. So to see him with it, he looks different. He looks younger.
I want to see him with the hat off.
I know, me too. I want to take the hat off. I want to
lose
see.
The lid there. But, yeah, my girls were talking about it as well. So it was a thing over the
it's
weekend
a thing.
For
it's
his shows.
It's a thing. Yes, indeed. Tom Brady took his daughter to a concert over the weekend, also a thing, and this picture says it all. Brady took his 10-year-old Vivian to see K-pop group Blackpink, and he points out that this is the most dad takes his daughter to her and her friends to a concert picture ever.
I notice he wasn't like in the general public in that picture. He's kind of sectioned off there in a good spot, which you would expect from
right.
him. But his daughter living her best life this summer. I mean, he took her on safari in Africa last month.
Wow.
And now a big-time concert in the stadium in New York. So you
to
go.
To be Tom Brady's daughter. My goodness.
And her friends, right?
Yeah, exactly. Brian, thank you. Well, the City of Raleigh Social District is about to reach a larger audience. Sip and Stroll Downtown allows people to drink beer, wine, or cocktails as they walk through a defined area of downtown Raleigh. It began in August of last year. In May, the City Council voted to expand the boundaries to include more of the Warehouse District and portions of the Capital District up to Hillsborough Street. The change will happen tomorrow. Sip and Stroll will also start an hour earlier with operating hours of 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week.
Your power bill could be going up by 10% in the next 6 months. Coming up, I'll explain how you can share your opinion about those rate hikes later tonight.
And it was already a hot weekend. It just gets worse today. Starting at noon, we have a heat advisory that goes into effect. It'll feel like 105 to 110. We also have the chance for some severe storms. I'll show you that, too, coming up.
Plus, the number of people confirmed dead in Hawaii's huge wildfires is growing. New information released by local officials in the last 2 hours as the grim recovery effort continues.